trash can.
Okay.
Garbage can.
All right. Do you have a name for a big kind of bin? Sometimes you see them in shopping centers, and every now and then the trucks from the garbage, the sanitation department come around and pick those things up and empty them, you know, and set them back down. They're great big things.
We call them trash bins.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage bins.
Yeah.
That's about all of them.
Have you ever heard them called a dumpster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the man who is in charge of a funeral home? He may prepare the body and all that.
Mortician.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything
undertaker.
So? Okay. What about the vehicle that the body's taken to the cemetery in?
Death wagon.
Okay.
Hearse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think that's it.
Ever heard of calling meat wagon?
Yeah, okay. They call the ambulance a meat wagon.
Ambulance is a meat wagon. Okay. Do you have a name for a building above ground where bodies might be interred?
I don't know what you're talking about, but we don't have any of those in Shreveport, I don't believe.
Are you familiar with mausoleum?
Yeah, but I don't believe we're on the Avenue Street, but.
Mm-hmm. But you would still call it
mausoleum, yeah.
Okay. Do you have different names for things people smoke besides marijuana that we already covered?
Cigarette squares, cigars, pipes.
Did you say squares?
Yeah, they call cigarette squares. Why? Square. I don't smoke.
No, I don't either.
They say, give me a square. Yeah, that was odd to me, because like one time this guy left a party, and I was in ninth grade, you know, he was smoking, he was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
My mother was at the door too when he came back, and he had left his cigarettes on the table, and he was trying to get the message across to him. He said, I left a handkerchief in there, it's square. You know, like they're trying to tell me it was some squares on the table. You know, I don't think no what he was talking about.
Trying to break down the communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people still call cigarettes cancer sticks?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. But not too often.
Yeah, not no more.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when you be playing basketball and somebody get ready to smoke one, you know, you be out there running around and say,
yeah.
You know, you got a cancer stick.
Okay. Do you have a name for a room in a house that's designed to receive a lot of sunlight? Maybe it's got a lot of plate glass windows or something like that.
You're talking about a patio.
Would you consider a patio or an enclosed room in the house?
It'd be an enclosed room on the outside of the house, maybe with glass or maybe with a screen over it. That's how most of my street, but you don't hardly have too many patios just sitting out in the street, but not too many people. Most of them in clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a Florida room or sunroom?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What would you call a room in the house that's just an informal place where you can relax, watch TV, maybe have a pool table?
Den.
Yeah.
Family room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a room that has just a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower?
Bathroom.
Okay. Have you ever heard of half bath?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
You would call it?
Yeah, because some of the houses down the street from us, like they have a bath and a half. It has a bathtub and a mold and the sink,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, they kind of curve like this,
mm-hmm.
and have a mold and the sink and those,
mm-hmm. bath and a half. Okay.